In the public education system, car accidents are considered normal. In the state of Missouri, there were 926 fatalities due to car accidents in the year of 2016. I set out to be in an elite solo squad to find out why. These are my stories. Dun 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 dun. Today, I talked to former Lathrop student Hunter Darr about the issue. Hey Hunter, I've heard you've been in some car accidents. What was that like?
Well, it kind of sucked overall. They were both pretty scary. You know, it's never a good thing to be in a car accident. It gets, you know, it was, once again, very scary. You know, makes people nervous to be around you.
How did these accidents change your life and the way you drive?
Well, I don't drive any different. The first one, you know, I was asleep, so I couldn't be driving the way I normally drive. So now whenever I drive, I just try my best not to fall asleep. And, you know, my other accident, I was T-boned. It wasn't, you know, my fault. I wasn't driving recklessly or anything. So I don't really, I'm a good driver, so I don't really have to change the way I drive. You know, it's just, you gotta stay awake and just kind of look out for, you know, other people on the road. So,
what's the worst thing to come out of these accidents and why?
In both the wrecks, I got a couple concussions, and other injuries, you know, and then the first one, you know, some other people got hurt too. So that's the most, you know, important thing is that everyone lived, I guess. You know, valuables like vehicles and stuff, they can be replaced, you know, as people say. But, you know, lives can't be replaced as easily. So definitely the worst thing to get out of them was the injuries, I think.
What's the best thing to come out of these accidents and why?
I think the lessons learned is the best thing to come out of them for me. The first accident back in April, you know, I'm really glad it happened now, you know, because I don't really ever see it happening again, because I'm not going to never make that mistake again. I'm glad it happened, you know, when I was 18 and not, you know, 30 something with some kids or something. You know, it was people my age, you know, all young. So I'm just glad I made the mistake now and not later on in life. So I think that's the best thing to come out of the accidents.
Final question: if there is something you could tell young teen drivers, what would it be?
So first piece of advice, I think, you know, I drank a Monster, you know, whenever we, in my first accident, that obviously didn't do anything. So I found that sunflower seeds work really well, so I always keep a bag of sunflower seeds in my truck now. They really keep you awake, you know, it's kind of the motion of, you know, chewing them up and spitting them back out into a bottle or something. It, you know, it keeps you up. And another piece of advice is you can never be too careful. You know, my second accident, I was hit by a 17-year-old. She just wasn't paying attention. She just T-boned me and, you know, caused a lot of damage. So you can never be too cautious is what I'm saying. You can always slow down a little bit instead of going too fast. So that's about it. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Hunter.